Good morning, and welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th anniversary edition. Today is day 62 of the year, Tuesday, March 3rd, 2026. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading out to the Great Plains today, the Cornhusker State, Nebraska. And today, we are profiling the junior senator from the state. He is a man who spent decades as a top-tier corporate executive, served two incredibly successful terms as the state's governor, and is now bringing that exact same ruthless efficiency to the United States Senate. We are talking about Republican Pete Ricketts.
Stephen, Senator Ricketts comes from an incredibly famous and wealthy American family. His father founded the massive brokerage firm TD Ameritrade, and the family actually owns the Chicago Cubs. Pete Ricketts got his MBA from the University of Chicago and became the chief operating officer of Ameritrade. He spent his entire early career figuring out how to optimize massive corporate structures and cut waste. And when he was elected governor of Nebraska in 2014, he literally ran the state like a business.
He really did. During his 8 years as governor, he held the state's budget growth to an average of just 2.8% a year. He cut red tape, he delivered over $10 billion in property tax relief, and he completely eliminated state taxes on Social Security benefits. He was wildly popular with the conservative base. So when Senator Ben Sasse resigned in 2023, the new governor immediately appointed Pete Ricketts to fill the empty Senate seat. Ricketts then won the 2024 special election in a landslide, and he quickly established himself as a major player in Washington.
And with the Republicans taking control of the Senate for the 119th Congress, covering 2025 and 2026, Ricketts got some incredible committee assignments. He sits on the Budget Committee, the Banking Committee, and the Environment and Public Works Committee. He is actually the chairman of the Subcommittee on Fisheries, Wildlife, and Water, which sounds niche. But for a massive agricultural state like Nebraska, that committee dictates exactly how the EPA regulates local farms and ranches. He is acting as a total brick wall against federal overreach for Nebraska's cattlemen.
But his highest profile assignment is on the Foreign Relations Committee. He is the chairman of the Subcommittee on East Asia and International Cybersecurity. He is laser-focused on the threat of the Chinese Communist Party. Just recently, he pushed legislation to completely ban the export of advanced integrated microchips to foreign adversaries, making sure American technology isn't being used to build the Chinese military.
And on the domestic front, he has spent early 2026 acting as a massive cheerleader for the new Trump administration's economic policies. Following the president's State of the Union address in late February, Ricketts released a video highlighting the massive wins for Nebraska over the last year. He heavily praised the working families' tax cuts, reminding voters that the new administration successfully eliminated federal taxes on tips, overtime pay, and Social Security. He pointed out that average refund checks are up, and inflation is finally cooling off. He is tightly aligning himself with the White House's economic message.
He is also deeply aligned with the administration on public safety and immigration. Senator Ricketts is currently pushing a massive Back the Blue initiative. He is co-leading the Thin Blue Line Act and the Back the Blue Act in the Senate. These bills drastically increase federal penalties for criminals who target or assault police officers. And he is pointing to actual results back home. Just a couple of months ago, federal prosecutors in Nebraska successfully indicted 54 members of the violent Tren de Aragua cartel and took down leaders of MS-13 who were operating in the state. Ricketts is arguing that the new administration's border crackdown is directly making the streets of Omaha safer.
And he is taking all of these policy wins directly to the voters because he is running for a full 6-year term in the Senate this November in 2026. And Stephen, this race has actually gotten incredibly dramatic over the last few days.
It really has. Ricketts is facing a challenge from Dan Osborne. Osborne is a mechanic and a union leader who is running as a nonpartisan independent candidate. And just yesterday, in early March 2026, Osborne's campaign publicly accused Pete Ricketts of engineering a massive conspiracy. They accused the Ricketts campaign of secretly recruiting and planting a fake anti-abortion Democrat in the Democratic primary just to split the opposition vote and make sure Osborne loses.
It is wild. The Ricketts campaign completely denied the allegations, calling it a desperate conspiracy theory. But it shows that even in a deeply red state like Nebraska, where an incumbent Republican should easily coast to victory, the politics are still incredibly cutthroat. Ricketts knows he can't take anything for granted, so he is reminding voters every single day about the tax cuts and the police funding he is bringing home.
He is a fascinating politician. He operates with the calm, quiet demeanor of a corporate accountant, but he executes political strategy with absolute precision.
The Ameritrade executive who became the governor.
The senator backing the blue in the Cornhusker state.
That is Senator Pete Ricketts.
That is our profile for Nebraska. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.